is the owner and curator of Kinstone, which is just about 10 minutes from here over the bridge through the woods up onto the bluff.
Over the river.
And I spent a wonderful week there in a meditation retreat and got to clean out the chicken coop and meditate in the yurt and walk the labyrinth and through the meadow paths and sleep under the pine trees. And boy, that was a good night's sleep. So thank you so much for bringing all that you bring to your life's work. And we are so pleased that you're here to talk about the spring equinox with us.
Inviting me to come and speak and to share a little bit about Kinstone with you and how it relates to the vernal equinox and just the mission of Kinstone, and you'll hear it in here. It's so similar to what I heard today in this service. So I just feel right at home, and I think all of you would feel right at home at Kinstone as well. So, if you are not familiar with Kinstone, it is about 10 minutes from here, and it's over the river, and it is the following. It's a park-like place. It's a place with paths. It's a quiet meditation sanctuary. It's also a tourist attraction. People, it was never meant to be one, but it is one, because people are fascinated by what's there, and they come to see. We do tours for people, and there's a gift shop there. People take day retreats on their own. It's a very beautiful, sacred, spiritual place where they might do a sacred walk. And we have a classroom where we have workshops and things. And we also have a few outdoor gatherings that we sponsor, like a summer solstice concert. And also inwardly, that's what Kinstone is. But deep down, Kinstone is more than that. And this is my most recent rendition of trying to explain what is Kinstone, even to myself. But it is a manifestation of a deep longing to come back to life. And what does that mean, to come back to life? In my mind, it's two things. It's one, I was feeling a little dead. At the time I was building Kinstone, I was running a business, I had a family, but I was traveling a lot, and I just felt like my routine was so automatic. I was a robot. I had lost connection to the natural world, lost my roots. I'm one of 10 kids from a dairy farm right across the river, and spent my childhood in nature with parents who were full of wonder. And I lost that somehow, and I felt like I needed to revive, come back to life. And another way to think about coming back to life is, in my world where I was at the time, I was in meeting rooms, I was in cars, I was in airplanes, I was in metal buildings, I was in a utility company space, and with electricity and meters and just lots of technology. And it was not very life-giving, it really wasn't. And so to come back to life is to come back to a place where things are living, where you can plug into a living natural system and not plug into a computer system. So that was for myself to be, and to be come back to life, to revive. So I created Kinstone, built a stone circle. It's just something that I've always thought was, wow, putting stones deep in the ground, connecting that earth energy with that sky energy, and having this monument that you could just sort of step out your back door and be in this thing that is so connecting. It's connecting in many ways, the circular nature of it and the connection of earth and sky. It just was really fulfilling to me. And Kinstone grew into things that I never had planned. I started with the stone circle. There's so much there that it would take you quite some time to get around and see it all. And I ended up naming Kinstone with the help of someone who names places for a living, or names things, comes up with logos and names. And he helped me shape this idea of kin and stone, where kin means family. Kinstone's on family land. Kin is family. Kin is not just family by blood. It's family with everyone, and it's not just that either. It's family with the connection with all beings, animate and inanimate, visible and invisible. So kin is a connecting term. I call it a code word for all of those things. And then stone If you ever have visited Kinstone, you'll know what that means. There is, listen to this number now, 200,000 tons of granite that I brought to Kinstone. There's a lot. And that is the stone part of Kinstone. So, the vision that we have, we envision a world where all beings have access to sacred spaces, where the interdependence, which is exactly what I heard you guys talk about, of all creation is recognized and honored. Interdependence is such a more powerful word than connectedness. We are all connected, that's true, but we are interdependent, and not just us, but every living, non-living, animate, inanimate, visible and invisible being in our environment. So, welcome home. That's where we are. This diagram just shows generally, when I was creating Kinstone, I was putting up this stone circle, kind of hoping to mimic some of the ancient models of figuring out how to align to summer solstice, how to align to winter solstice in the equinoxes. And this just shows that I did a lot of planning, and there are some alignments, pardon me, in the stone circle itself. The vernal equinox, on the other hand, its alignments, there is an east-west markers in the circle, which equinox is all about due east and due west. Those markers are there. But we have other alignments for Kinstone, for the equinox at Kinstone. So, but first of all, what is the vernal equinox? So many of you probably know what it is, and some of you probably don't know what it is. And so I like to refresh people's memory a little bit. First of all, it's an astronomical event. This is not just some arbitrary date. This is a specific time when the Earth and the Sun are in a specific relationship. And when that relationship happens, that's equinox. And all of our seasons are that way. The vernal equinox, the summer solstice, the winter solstice, and the autumnal equinox as well. And our seasons, parts of the Earth are closer to the Sun. And as the northern hemisphere is tilted toward the Sun, we have summer and warm weather. And as it tilts away from the Sun, we have winter and colder weather. But then there's these 2 days in spring and fall where we are at a point where we are tilting neither toward the Sun nor away from the Sun. We are directly up and down from the Sun, 90 degrees from the equator. There's lots of scientific explanations, but what it means is we're at a balance point. And after you think about this for a while, and I think about it a lot, you get to the realization that that balance point is quick. It's like, now, it's balanced. And then you're immediately out of balance again because that point starts shifting you again toward the Sun or again away from the Sun if it's spring or fall. So I always think of this moment, not this day, but this moment that this happens, we are in balance. And yes, we have that sense of balance for quite some time around the equinox where we have equal day and equal night, equinox, two Latin roots, equus. Equus and nox, they mean equal night and generally just means that we have the same amount of daylight as darkness during equinox. Also, vernal is just a fancy word for spring, in case you weren't aware. On equinox, the length of day and night is about the same, 12 hours of each every day. Except right at the North Pole and right at the South Pole, where they go from entirely light or entirely dark to the opposite. Now, I cannot imagine living in a place where the light does not change throughout the day. That I really, really, really love the latitude I'm at. I love all the seasons. The other thing that I like to point out about equinox is that everybody on the planet, except those at the poles, are experiencing the same thing. This is a unifying event, one that we have no control over. It's unifying us whether we want it to or not. It doesn't matter what race you are, it doesn't matter what religion you are, it doesn't matter how much wealth you have, actually where you're living, anything, what your gender is, any of it. We all share in this balance point, and it just reminds us that we're kin. We are connected and interdependent. Equinox is also this turning point. As I said, we just balance on a knife edge for a minute, and then it's a turning point, and we're starting to lean. In the spring, we're leaning toward the sun. We're getting warmer. It feels great. Daylight starts getting better, bigger and better, takes over the darkness. It's when the earth begins to renew, gets ready to germinate seeds. It's a time we experience more life force and energy in ourselves as well. It's also a time with an invitation to growth. So it's happening in the world, to our natural world. It's happening in us. So it invites us to take action. It invites us to do something, to honor life as we begin to lean toward the light. Like a seed, we can bust out of the shell we're in. We've been storing up all kinds of food and fuel, whatever that kind of fuel is, whether it's physical fuel or spiritual fuel, over the winter when we've been less active. And it's time for us to bust open and use that energy to grow. And it's a great time to learn something new and to start a new root or a branch off your own soul or spirit or self. You still can grow. When you're no longer growing, you're dead. You can revive, though. So a suggestion that I have for people, if you don't know, well, how do I take advantage of that thought, you know? Well, make a list of things that you thought you might want to do someday or things that you might want to start. And it might be a long list, it might be a short list. But once you have your list, narrow it down to one, two, or three items. And then once you have that short list, pick one and just do it. Just do it. Take a Nike bid, you know, just do it. And whatever you do, make it fun and get outside, stretch, make it fresh. So those are my Equinox thoughts. And then what I'm going to share next are just some that'll show that at the end. We have Equinox observances and we have solstice observances. It's one thing I do. I observe what the alignments are that I've created, and I invite others to do so as well. So I do that, and if somebody shows up, I'm happy, and if somebody doesn't show up, I'm happy, and it's okay. So this slide just shows where the alignment is for equinox sunset. So the two stones that you see in that me, one is a big square blocky stone. It's the largest stone brought to Kinstone to date. 70,000 pounds of stone, and it has a very flat face. And the other stone, which is a little smaller, is positioned, at, I don't think, maybe you can tell, maybe not in the picture, but the small stone has a whole line of holes drilled right through it. And those holes were there when I found that stone. They're quarry marks that were left behind by whatever. But it is positioned so that the sun will shine through those holes and shine light onto the big stone. So I tried to put that forward a little bit so you might be able to see. It's hard to see, but there are holes and then little dots of what it does. But the universe and everything just decides to make things better when you open yourself to those things. So this is what I arranged to have happen, and this is what happens, and it's cool. And it took some doing to arrange. But what I realized is that if I am holes in that stone, if you are looking at the sunset and you're looking through the stone called Lancelot, which is this one that has the holes in it, and you take a picture, if the sun just happens to be in one of those holes, you get the sunburst that you always would get if you took a picture of the sun at any time. Your camera would capture a sunburst. This captures it through what the hole or whatever hole it's in. And this has become a thing now. People like to come and capture the sun. But not here's an example where the camera knows where the sun is, and they have the person put their hands around that hole. You can't see it with your eye when you're there, so it looks funny. People are putting their hands up there like this, or they'll stand like this. And you take the picture, and it looks like they're holding this to strengthen your relationship to the earth and to the sun. And sometimes groups try to get together and do that together. So this is sunset. And now you're going to see a few sunrise alignment, which is a totally different place at Kinstone. So at sunrise, there's a structure. This structure that you see there is a dry stack stone. It's just limestone, no mortar. Kind of concentric circle with some ways to get into it. And it has this window in the front. Do you see the window? That's aligned to due east. And the sun comes through that window. And then if you notice where the people are gathered, you're going to see some more how that sun is really designed to highlight a specific area of that stone. So in this stone, it's maybe hard for you to see, do you see that in the middle of that light, there's a shape in the stone, natural shape in the stone, that looks like a human heart? It doesn't look like a Valentine heart, but it looks like a human heart. I didn't plan this alignment. I planned that the sun hopefully would hit this stone somewhere, but it happens to hit around the heart. And I call it the heart alignment. And people come to sit in the light of the heart alignment on equinox mornings. You'll also notice in this picture that there's a table in the front of that stone, and it's shiny. It's a stone. It's a polished stone. When you see it without a lot of reflective light, it just looks like a stone. But it reflects light away. So you're inside the structure, looking out the window. And that stone is polished and reflecting light and everything back to you. This is the sunrise alignment. Here's a recent, not a recent one, this was maybe 5 years ago at sunrise. We have a lot of cats at Kinstone. If you do come, you might have a cat tour guide. They just go around with people and love up on them. They're like therapy cats. And this is three cats and some people. But Hickory himself is just sitting there right in the path of the sun, looking at the sun. And this is what my cats do, interact with this structure a lot. That's Osiris the cat watching the equinox sunrise a different year. And this is what the sunrise might look like on a more overcast day, but you can still see the sun. There are days when we don't see the sun because it's too cloudy, and it'll just be a gray mass, and that's the way it will be. But that doesn't mean the equinox isn't happening. So as I said, you're all invited to come and witness these things this week. I always do two equinox events, one on the evening of the night of the last sunset of winter, which is sometimes on equinox day, if equinox actually that moment happens after sunset, it'll be that day, because sunset, the last sunset of winter would be that day. And then I have a first sunrise of summer, spring event for the sunrise alignment on the day of equinox when we're experiencing the first sunrise of spring. Attend. I do ask it for admission because typically when people come to those events, they want to stay and walk around Kinstone and visit, and I want them to. And we will open Kinstone those days for time for people to do that. We have a lovely gift shop. We will offer coffee and tea on the morning one. And you're invited. It's a $10 admission. But dress warm. Even if it's nice and toasty down here and you're thinking, oh yeah, I can just go with a light jacket. That hill, windy all the time. And there's a bite to that wind sometimes, especially in the spring. So dress warm, bring extra layers in the car if you decide you think you're warm enough, but you're not sure. Put another coat in the car or blanket or something. You might need it. So a couple of things to remember before I close. I don't know where I'm at, I might have over time, but equinox is a time of balance, remember that. It's a unifying experience that we all have around the globe. And take note of the length of the daylight and day and darkness on this at this time. You'll notice that it's getting equal apart, you know, equal amounts. Acknowledging it and with our larger cosmic neighborhood, because the Earth and the Sun are in this dance that's constantly going on, and we just don't even know it. We don't pay attention to it, we don't know. But you can pay attention to it. You don't need a stone set. I remember as a child sitting at the kitchen table, and I always had a specific place at the table, and there was an east window, and at some points of the year, that sun was right in my face. And other times, I'm like, where is the sun? It's way over here, or it's way over there, and it's never in my face. And my dad would always say, don't you ever complain about the sun in your face. The sun is a wonderful thing, you know? But they're moving constantly. Consciously cultivating our relationship with the earth is a sure way to revive a parched soul. I know. And literally, you can come back to life. You can. And I highly recommend it. And invite you all to try it. No matter how you do that, y'all have it in you to do it. Just give it a whirl. And please come to Kinstone. This is my contact information. I did bring these brochures, which are on the table back about Kinstone, but also how to find us and where our Facebook and social media and all that is. And that's all, it's all me. I don't have a big staff. I have a few part-time people who work in the shop. So if you do try to contact me or want to do something at Kinstone, you'll be working with me. So thank you so much for letting me come and listening and for your listening attentiveness. And happy spring, happy St. Patrick's Day, happy wearing of the green and wearing of the red. And I hope you all just have a wonderful equinox. Thank you.
There might be one burning question from the audience. Does anybody have a burning question? Otherwise, Christine will stick around for question and answer. Oh, Eric's got a question.
So what do you think about daylight savings time?
That's it all up, baby, huh? Oh, I can answer that right here. So I really think that daylight savings time is the best way to encapsulate this is what I saw a meme about this with Native American Indians who said, only the white man would decide that it's okay to snip off an hour from the top of the day and sew it to the bottom of the day and think they had a longer day. It just makes no sense. So I wish that we would kind of go back to some natural rhythms here. But, you know, humans don't tend to do that. We tend to oscillate away from that and then maybe oscillate back. But we are a cyclical people and there's no way around it. So.
Thank you so much, Christine, for your talk and sharing everything today. We really appreciate it.